number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
All right, you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Thank you for listening to AFR. I want to thank everybody who made a contribution during our share-a-thon the last 3 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Praise God that we were able to raise money.
Amen.
To continue
Amen.
The ministry. We passed the virtual offering plate, and everybody gave. And we appreciate it. Well, if you didn't, you can.
Yes.
You can still give. You can go to AFR.net, or call us. I'll give you the number later. 662. Anyway,
can they
can
still call?
I think it's 877. I
would call data processing. I would call our data processing area. And
but quick and easy at AFR.net if you've been on vacation or away from the radio.
All right, so we're going. Dave Dabney from Jackson, Mississippi, who works Share-a-thon for the 23rd time, is he's our visiting professor here on Learning University, and we're about to repeat our questions. And by we, I mean Tim, Ed, and JJ. Go ahead, Ed.
What about Dave?
After Dave. Will you go after Dave?
I'll go after Dave.
Okay, Dave, go ahead.
What famous blue lake is found in southern Oregon, and which New Testament chapter has the most verses?
Chapter, we say.
Correct, okay. Chapter.
Okay, Tim, I'm going to give my questions, but I'm going to do it under protest.
Okay.
Because our producer, Brent Creeley, disrespected me during the break.
Right.
Said something about me speaking too loudly.
Right.
So
and
for the rest,
it fit into that Italian Greek stereotype.
Yes, it did. And for the rest of the program, I'm going to talk like this.
Okay.
I'm going to talk low.
You're going to go all NPR on us.
I'm going to go all NPR.
Okay. All things considered.
All things considered.
They're approaching the 12th hole.
Yes.
Whether he can make this putt or
not. Little polite golf clap.
Okay.
Here are my two questions.
Please ask the questions in that tone.
Thank you, Tim.
With that attitude.
Here are my two questions.
Okay.
There are three colors that do not... I can't do that. I'm sorry. I just can't do that.
You're not being yourself, Ed.
I got to be true
to
myself, not true to Brent Creeley.
Right. Go ahead.
I love Brent. I'm just teasing him. Yeah. All right. Here are my questions. There are three colors that do not have a word that rhymes with them.
Uh-huh.
Name them.
Okay.
And then I'm going to throw in a true-false in honor of my friend J.J. Jasper. The Bible doesn't actually say that Satan rules in hell. Is that true or false?
Here's what I've got. First question, what do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
Mm-hmm.
What do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
Oh, please. Do not get that song stuck in my head. I even hated that when I was in high school.
To forget my
And then I'm gonna add one. What ship was commanded by William Bligh?
Uh-huh.
What ship was commanded by William Bligh?
William Bligh. He was commander of what ship? That's what we want to know, right?
Yes.
Was he the captain?
He wasn't a pirate. I'm
conquistador,
just
conquistador. What was he exactly?
I'd say all of those. Probably conquistador, admiral, captain, whatever. He was the driver. He was the ship driver.
Uh-huh. William Bligh.
William Bligh.
And a couple of his brothers also sang with him.
Yes, they did.
And they are the real names of the men who went on to become the Bee Gees.
Because
the Blighs just didn't sound good.
You had to change that. You're never going anywhere,
Staying
son,
alive.
With that kind of name.
Staying alive.
Yes. Ed just needed an excuse to sing.
That's what he was doing.
All right, here are my two questions to add to the to finish out the eight questions. What two motions do all planets have? This is probably a 7 on a scale of 1 to 10 in, as far as from the world of
what
science.
What two motions?
North and south. No.
One of which can be used. To use the hula hoop.
Here we go. I knew that was coming. I can never be taken seriously on this show, Dave. What am I going to do here? Huh?
Love, Ed.
I treat these guys with their questions with respect. Huh? Have you noticed?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Okay. I don't get the same in return. Number two, what popular phrase, according to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading down the what path? heading down the what path? You've heard this expression before.
War path. No?
Nope, okay. That's incorrect. Good guess, Dave. Let's go back to the phones.
All right, we go to Texas, big state, and Jose is on the line. Jose, welcome to Trivia Friday. Jose, you there? You there, Jose? Okay, can you anybody hear him?
Barely.
Oh, he's not there.
Somebody's way far away. They're trying to get him back to the phone.
He's at the drive-thru.
All right.
Jose.
Well, we're going to move along. And Mississippi. And Keith is on the line. Keith, are you there?
I'm here.
All right. Welcome to Trivia Friday, Keith. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
All right. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The one about Captain Bligh.
Oh, here's the question. What ship was commanded by William Bligh, Keith?
The HMS Bounty.
Yes, HMS Bounty.
Yes, sir.
Here's the deal, Keith. A lot of people know that William Bligh was the commandeer of the Bounty, but what they don't know, a little bit of backstory, the Bounty was nicknamed the Quicker Picker Upper. And I think the rest is history for anybody that cares about cleaning up any kind of spills.
the Bounty. Yeah, that's good.
My
I like
goodness
it.
Gracious.
Hey, Bounty Keith, towels. Good job. What's your question for us?
What is the origin of the phrase, the whole nine yards?
The origin of that is fighter pilots. The ammunition belt was 9 feet long. It didn't have anything to do with football. It had to do with
9 feet or 9 yards?
It was 9 yards. Thank you. And whenever they would load the 9 yards ammunition into the airplane, they would say before they taxied to take off, give them the whole 9 yards.
Ooh.
And so that's a military aviation term.
That's correct.
Wow. Great
Way
job,
to go, JJ.
JJ. That's excellent. Give them the whole 9 yards.
I think JJ used that a couple years ago as a question.
Yep.
Good. Excellent. Excellent work, Keith. And, you know, we learned something. Our folks learned something. So thank you for participating.
Thank you. You're
going to get a participation trophy?
Everyone gets one.
Okay. Absolutely.
At least a ribbon.
Or maybe a roll of paper towels.
A ribbon.
Absolutely. That would be apropos.
9 yards of it, man.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University. University.
Learning University rolls on.
And we roll on to Kansas, and John is on the line. John, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
You want to ask, answer, or do both, John?
I will try to do both.
All right, which question do you want to try to answer?
I want to answer what words don't rhyme.
All right, three colors that do not have a word that rhymes with them. Name them.
That would be orange, purple, and silver.
That is correct.
Wow. Nice.
Those three words do not have a word that rhymes with them.
Where did you, this question come from? What category is that in?
It came from the category.
Brand?
I was looking up colors that have
colors?
No word to rhyme with them.
That's a category.
That's from that. From
wow.
You know, I think it was just strange trivia things.
Yeah.
And I looked through them and I go, that's too hard or. You know,
hey, John, how'd you know the answer to that? You just thought of it?
Now 2 out of 3 wasn't bad. I knew the 2, and I had to look up silver.
Yeah.
There you go.
Silver.
All right.
Note to self, something rhymes with periwinkle.
Yeah, so now you're sitting there going, okay, now, so these other words, these other colors have to have something that...
I can't find anything for lavender.
And you wonder about, okay, the one artist cut his ear off, because he had a lot of things troubling him.
Yeah.
And that poor poet is trying to make something rhyme with purple.
Yeah.
And you wonder why he wound up being so discouraged.
Yes.
You know,
they regret it immediately. Huh?
What's that?
Cut your ear off.
And send it
cut your own ear off, and are you sending a message?
Despite the nose on your face.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a parable from it anyway.
Yeah.
Vincent Van Gogh, right?
Yeah, Vincent Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one of those things. I've seen a commercial of some insurance company, and the guy throws the wallet into the harbor, and he goes, I'm going to regret that. But not as much as Vincent Van Gogh after he cut his ear off.
Cut your ear off.
Well, now that was stupid.
Yeah, right.
How am I going to make this into a silk purse?
I made my point now. Now what?
And you know the crazy part about it, whenever people, from then on, when people ask him about it, his most common thing, he'd say, what? What? Tell me again. Speak like Evan Tagliano. Tell me again.
Seemed like a good idea at the time. So, all right, John, what's your question for us?
What song did Morris Albert sing? No, I'm just kidding. That was good. Okay, my question is, how many states does New York City have a bigger population of?
Wow.
So the New York City itself
has a bigger population.
New
York City is around 10 to 12.
No, I think it's 15 or 16 probably now.
Is it?
Million people.
Well, any of those big sky countries North Dakota only has like 600,000 people.
Well, Mississippi has 3 million.
Yeah, Alabama. I would say more than than two thirds.
Throw a big number out there.
I would say more than two thirds.
How about 36?
Okay, we know from President Obama we've got 55 states, so let's start from there.
John, what about it? What's the answer?
You were very close. 40.
40 states. 40. Wow. Have smaller populations than
New York City alone.
Entire
what's,
state.
What's New York City's population now? Do you know?
I do not know.
What is it? It's only got 8 million?
Yeah, you got to consider the city proper.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Not the metropolitan area.
All right.
But in metropolitan area, you're correct, Ed. City proper, it's probably 8 to 10. What was it?
8.6.
Yeah,
8.6, yeah. Oh, Brent Creeley said it was 8.6.
So yes.
I thought I would just repeat the number.
Thank you, Ed.
In case anyone didn't hear me.
I thought you'd let this go.
Thank you, John.
I'm not going to let it go.
Thank you, John.
I'm going to remind Brent of it all weekend. I'm calling him.
All right, let's repeat our questions, fellas. Thank you.
All right, I have got one question left. It's a true-false question.
Uh-huh.
The Bible actually doesn't say that Satan rules in hell. Is that true or false?
I've got one left. What do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
Yeah.
Have you ever asked that question before? Because I get the feeling that you... Is that too obvious? Is that too obvious?
Nicely done.
That's too obvious.
Dave, it's your turn, my friend.
What famous blue lake is found in southern Oregon, and which New Testament chapter has the most verses?
Yeah, let me ask you this about your first question there. Repeat it again, and think as you ask it aloud.
What famous blue...
Right there, that's the key word.
Lake.
That's the key word. Huh?
Is found in southern Oregon.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't understand.
You know what I'm talking about? Huh?
I think I might, but I'm not quite sure.
Give me another color, Dave, and substitute that color to that question. Go ahead.
That's a good
I'll do it. I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. Dave's stunned here. What famous yellow lake is featured?
Your point is that all lakes would be blue?
All lakes would be blue, wouldn't they? Or, I guess
blue,
some
they
are
on a map.
I guess some are brown. Okay, folks, let me personally apologize to you, Dave.
We're just
having a little fun with you there because I'm going to get emails and they're going to say, you treated your guest, Professor, rudely, and you should apologize to him.
You're apologizing now, so
I'm
people
apologizing
won't email
now, so people can don't have to do that.
We should forgive.
We should
even
forgive.
Though people,
they've forgiven me.
You know, even though people mock, like for example, the volume of your voice or something, we should forgive.
Right. Exactly. You were a good example.
He just caught my mic.
Dave and I have known each other a long time.
I was just
picking on him, and so please don't.
It is really,
me.
Really a beautiful blue color.
Yes, blue color. It is a beautiful blue color, and that's the reason people go there.
Right.
According to the my questions, and feel free to mock them, Dave, if you would like to, if I say something. According to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading down the what path? Do y'all know what I'm talking about? Is anybody?
I don't know the answer to it.
I don't think I do.
You don't? Okay. You will when I give it. Number two, what two motions do all planets have? Do you know that, Dave?
I'm not sure.
What two motions do all planets have? I guess this is how you define a planet, quite frankly. What two motions? That all planets have these two motions in common.
I think I know the answer.
Yeah. All right, so we go back to the phones.
We do. We go to back to Arkansas, and Steve is on the line. Steve, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, you've made my day. I've been trying for 2 years to get on here.
Two years.
Wonderful. Wow.
Yeah, we appreciate your patience and your perseverance.
Sir. I think so.
Yes, sir.
Steve, we're feeling charitable today, and you've been 2 years. We're going to send you a free T-shirt.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's assuming you
only, Steve, we're going to send you a free T-shirt.
Right.
You don't have to get a question right. We're going to send you a free T-shirt if you can say honestly that you weren't trying to manipulate us into giving us a T-shirt by telling us you've been trying to get on for 2 years.
No, I wasn't. But I was going to say that I've got a customer waiting on me, and I hope they're listening to the radio now to find out why I'm late.
Yeah, you want to thank Ed for spending another minute on meaningless conversation. I got you. Hey, stay on the line when we get finished, and we'll get your address and send you the T-shirt.
Absolutely.
Ask, answer, or do both, Steve.
I'll try and do both.
Okay. Which question do you want to try to answer?
The experience question.
Hey, Steve, you're kind of fading in and out. We can barely hear you.
The experience question.
Yeah, what do you call the feeling of having experienced something before?
I think that might be déjà vu.
You're right.
Yes, all right.
Déjà vu. Yeah.
Feeling déjà vu.
Steve,
have
you ever called in and answered this same question before?
maybe it was a dream. I don't know.
Hey, good job.
I did meet Tim before. He was in Parker's Chapel, Arkansas, when the radio station went online in El Dorado. That was been a few years back.
Wonderful.
We were at a banquet.
Yeah,
we were at a banquet together, and there was plenty of food and good times.
Absolutely.
Anyway.
Back in the 90s and 80s, I was like J.J. Jasper, man. Yes. I was traveling everywhere.
All on the road.
I remember when your dad was on Marlon Maddox's show.
Wow. Yeah.
And giving his testimony about what he wanted to do.
Amen.
I listened so much.
I listened to Marlon Maddox back in the
80s. Yep.
Yeah.
Learned a lot.
Yeah.
Hey, great job on that, answering that question correctly. Steve, what's your question for us?
Okay. A couple of weeks ago, y'all had a trivia question about Grandpa Munster of the Munsters.
That was mine. I asked about him being a basketball recruiter.
Right. Now, you probably know this. I'm going to be easy on you. Herman and Grandpa was on another sitcom right before. It was a wee bit before The Munsters. Do you know what the name of that sitcom was?
I have, you guys know, I don't want to jump in. I have two guesses. It was either Car 54, Where Are You, or My Mother, the Car.
Car 54.
Car 54.
Hey, way to go, Ed.
I knew it had a car thing in there, and I just couldn't remember.
Yeah, really quick, I know I'm jumping the gun, but the Bonanza theme song that y'all played actually has words to it.
Really?
So, yeah.
Who sang it?
You know what? Ben sang it at a, he was on another guy's show, so it might not have been. He might have made up the words.
Part of the lyrics say, "I'm glad I was cast as the father and not as the son."
Actually, if anyone wants to pick a fight on Bonanza, if anyone wants to pick a fight, they're going to fight with me.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Anyway, thank y'all.
All right, Steve, do not hang up. I'm going to put you on hold so we can get your information, okay? Okay. All right, do we have time for more questions?
Uh-huh.
All right, we go to North Carolina, and Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, gracious, I'm eating pizza now.
Listen, you are my kind of guy, all right? Eating pizza?
Italian.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, Mike, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I was going to do both. I tell you, I tried the very first. It was easier yesterday getting in during the telethon.
than
to,
now?
To get my pledge in than it was to get on Trivia Friday. I hate to say that, but my question was answered, about Jerusalem.
All right. Mike, there are a bunch of disappointments in life. When they were asking for themes for the Share-a-thon, I said it needed to be called the Pumpkin Spice Share-a-thon. I thought that was pretty obvious. Yeah. And I got outvoted, and they went with that One Nation Under God. So I understand your frustration about getting easier to get through on Share-a-thon than Learning University.
Might have had something to do with the fact that we had 30 people answering the phone for Share-a-thon, too.
So. That's true. 30 lines. Hey, is there anyone you want to maybe guess at, Mike?
Well, I got a lot of them that I could guess at, the straight and narrow, but I'm not going to take that one. What I wanted to do, but the reason why I wanted that question, because I was actually born in 48.
Wow.
I was born April 24th. What day was that, Dave?
That was a Saturday.
That was a Saturday, you had May the 14th. Go ahead.
Right, and you've had one birthday on Resurrection Sunday, and that was 2011.
Wow. Amen.
Wow,
that's remarkable, right there.
My wife and I celebrated our 70th year of birth.
Wow!
Congratulations!
Wow!
And we were blessed in February to go to Israel. And we were hoping, I wanted to try to be around there when made the celebration. But we celebrated our 50th anniversary this year. So I told her, I said, I know that question. I know that question. I'm going
to. Oh, and you knew it. Hey, well, listen, what question you want to try?
I want to try one that, Dave, I believe I know the first question that you asked about the chapter with the most verses in the New Testament.
Yes, sir. Uh-huh.
I believe that was Mark 15 or 14.
No, sir. It's not. That's not correct.
It? Good try, though, Mike.
What's the answer?
Is it more than 72 verses in another book? Chapter?
80 verses in Luke chapter 1.
80 verses in Luke chapter 1.
That's the longest chapter in the Bible.
Yeah.
In the New Testament.
All right.
All right, Mike, we are almost out of time. What's your question for us?
Okay, question for the first. First book in the Bible is Genesis, first verse. Do you know the last verse in Revelations?
Come quickly, Lord Jesus.
Is it amen?
Amen.
Come
amen.
Quickly, Lord Jesus.
Right. Amen?
Amen is the last verse.
And you know what it is? Revelations
22.
22.
So what is it? Amen or come quickly, Lord Jesus?
Is the Greek word Maranatha?
Maranatha.
Yes, it's Revelations 22:21. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
All hey, right. Mike, we're
out of time, brother.
Thank you
so much. Hey, we got to give answers to our questions.
And the most in that famous blue lake in southern Oregon is called Crater Lake.
Oh, never been there. The Bible actually doesn't say that Satan rules
That's
in
right.
hell.
That's
that
right.
is true.
That's right.
I'm out of questions.
What two motions do all planets have? All planets have two types of motion.
Is it revolution and orbit?
Orbit and spin.
Spin, okay.
Planets in our solar system all orbit the sun. And according to a popular phrase, a person leading a lifestyle of self-indulgence is heading down what path?
Down a creek without a paddle.
I don't know.
The primrose path.
Okay.
Nobody's ever heard that before?
I don't think I've ever heard
the
that.
The primrose path?
I haven't heard that one.
Look it up. It's a real place. It's a real place. Hey, I just had deja vu.
Me too. Or I think
you?
I did.
I just think I've been here before. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a great weekend. We say it all.